Divining is really, it's a skill that anybody can learn. It's not a particular gift, but there's all these kind of superstitions and things and old ideas about divining, which, you know, might say that, oh, have you got a gift or have you not got a gift? And some people have it and some people haven't. And sure, that's a gift that you'd have to get. And to a certain extent, the gift aspect of it is in what you actually will go and use it for. So it's a the divining is a skill to take up the pendulum or take up the rod and learn the method of using it. You can learn that skill. And most people will, if they persevere at it and if they give it time, will be able to find water. Like, for instance, every animal can find water. And we don't think that's strange. So it's a natural instinct that we have within the body which we've lost contact with. And divining, that skill, can put us back in contact with that instinct. So what I say is that everybody can learn to divine, and certainly most people can. But the area that you go on to use divining in depends on what area you're most interested in and where you have maybe special affinities. So somebody who would be very interested and very drawn to horses might wind up using divining to select horses. I know that there are people who make a living, especially in the States, out of selecting horses for breeding for very well-known breeders and owners. They bring these people along with them to the colt sales, and they'll get them to divine the different animals for personality to say which are the most likely ones to succeed. Another person might be very good at finding minerals. They might be really interested in geology and the minerals aspect of it, all this treasure trove stuff and all the rest. And they might be very good at actually locating mineral veins. And they will, you know, go out prospecting for minerals, and they'll make their living in that area or bring it to that area. Other people are interested in alternative healing. And they can, you know, if that's their area, they could use their divining to test for allergies, to see what people have specific allergies to, or maybe to decide which remedy or whatever to use. Or sometimes even to, in healing, divining usually uses a diagnostic tool. So maybe a person has something wrong with them, and they're going to doctors and they're going to different places. And the doctors are trying their best, because you see, in a lot of cases, you're guessing. We're trying to guess what is wrong with this person from the symptoms. And most of the time they do get it, but sometimes they don't. And in the cases where they don't get it, it's because it's not straightforward. But using something like a pendulum, which is going to give you, which is working not on the straightforward diagnostic levels, it's just working on a feeling, you know, that can often point up to what the actual root of the problem is, and can be very effective in some cases. So in medicine, it's not that the, you know, alternative medicine, from my point of view, is better or worse than conventional medicine. It's that really each can learn from the other, and it's the combination of the two that's the most effective. You can learn from all systems. You know? There was a lovely story told once by apparently this Buddha when he was sitting on the mountain out in India, and he was looking down at the valley, and in the valley there was all these people running around the valley, the little pieces of shiny glass, and they were enthralled with this. And the disciple came along to him, and the Buddha was laughing, and the disciple said to him, "Why are you laughing?" And he said, "Look down in that valley," he said, "look at all those people, and they're all running around with little bits of shiny glass." He said, "Truth is a mirror, and I smashed it on the earth. And each of those people has found a little bit of a mirror. But the funny thing is, they each think they found the whole mirror." So like, if you put the, you know, people put their ideas together, if people look at other traditions and accept other views and really listen, then you can learn a lot more. Everybody has something to say, really, at the end of the day. And this looking at divining is basically, it's a process of being open-minded. Because often the response you get to something is not at all what you expect. Right? So if you're open-minded, you can accept, you can look at things. It also, by the way, anyway, teaches you that, you know, there's more to life than we know, that there is this mysterious side to life. The area that you go on to use divining in depends on what your own natural aptitude is, and it amplifies that. It gives you an extra skill in that area. The principles are the same, and that's what we were saying, and that's what this weekend is about. It's about really working with the principles, about getting the principles across. So then once the principles are across, you could take your divining skill, and it wouldn't matter what area you were using it in. You can go back to the principles to actually look at that. The other thing that the principles are important for is for actually developing the skill. Because if you're in an area and you're using divining and relying on it, you need to know about things like accuracy, what affects accuracy. So that if your accuracy is dropping or something's happening in that regard, you know, you have some way of actually getting a handle on it and putting it right. Because when you're depending on the skill, you want to be reasonably accurate in it. Mm-hmm.